2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says clearly, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So if I'm a new creation, my former habits are not to be considered. My former ignorance is not to be respected. My familiar comfort zones will not be respected by the spirit of the new creation. If I'm a new creature or a new being or a renewed being, why would the Holy Spirit have to consider my former ignorance, my former comfort zones, my familiar paths, my comfortable way of doing things? Do I have the right to say, I've never done this before? As a new creation, do I have the right to say, man, you put me on the spot? Do I have the right to say, I've never wrote before, I've never written like this before, I've never thought like this before? Do I have the right to consider my former ways as a new being? Well, you may consider them, but the Holy Spirit will not consider them. And it's funny, whenever the Holy Spirit talks to us, he talks to us as though we're already capable of doing what he said to do. He speaks to us as though we are already equipped or ready or able to do what he's told us to do. And even if we have not done this particular thing yet, he surrounds us with mentors and teachers and those who can increase our capacity. So there's really no excuse. And no, it's not just Bible lessons, it's life lessons. If any man is in Christ, if this man is in Christ, if any person is in Christ, he is a new beginning. He's a new creature. Behold, old things, old what? Thought processes, sins, limitations, crippling beliefs, old what? Old core values that establish codependent relationships, old insights that determine our limitations, old belief systems of the mind, inferiority complexes. Oh, the flesh itself may remember them, and the memories may remember them, and you remember the traumas. It's not as though your mind is wiped clean, as though you're a brand new human. Oh no, your flesh remembers. Your flesh remembers, your history remembers, your life remembers, your mentality remembers, your soul remembers, your feelings remember. But it's not to be considered. Just because your flesh remembers does not necessarily mean the spirit will honor what your flesh remembers. And so we call it being stretched. We call it being put in unfamiliar situations and uncomfortable situations, when really the Holy Spirit is being very comfortable with you. He's not putting you in anything that's traumatic. He's treating you new while you are remembering who you were. You're doing the honoring of your past weakness. It's you that's respecting your weakness. You're respecting the past. You are respecting the former things. You are respecting your old core values. You are respecting your limitations. It's you measuring yourself up to your own feelings and memories. It's you measuring yourself to your old skill situations. It's you measuring yourself to your grievances and your anxieties and your depressions and your ignorances. It's you honoring the past. And the Holy Spirit never honors what you do. Maybe that's why we're double-minded, because he's speaking to you as though you're new and you're living as though you're old. You're living as though you're old, hearing new things, instead of allowing him to train your skill set. Because the spirit of wisdom is increasing and developing your new creation skill set. Your former habits are not being considered. they're not being taken into consideration. Oh, and you could say it's religious, you could say it's spiritual, this is only spirit. But the Holy Spirit trains you just like your college does. It's a university of eternal intelligence, and the Holy Spirit is the professor. And you have to listen to the lectures. You have to follow instructions. You have to yield to the new creation university. So, before I stop, maybe it's you honoring the past. Maybe it's you honoring death instead of life. Maybe it's you honoring what you didn't know. You're a new creature. It's not supposed to be familiar. You're a new creature. What comfort zone? It's not supposed to be what you're used to, because you are now someone you are not used to being. You're new. Why are you in filling this new path with what you used to feel like before? You're a new creature. If any man be in Christ. Not if the man just says Christ. If any man be in Christ. If any man be a Christ. Not if anyone talks about Christ or reads about him or hopes to act like him. If any man be in Christ, if any man or individual finds their being as Christ, are you finding your being as Christ? Or are you trying to study Christ? Are you trying to act like Christ? Or are you Christ?